This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Well, welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. We have a lot of great companies there for you on our homepage as a help box, and you can send us any questions or problems through there. And then, of course, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Today, a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage and Mr. Kurt Rogers, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. And with that, we will welcome the man himself, Mr. Rogers.
How are you, Scott?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
You know, what is it today? 54, 57 degrees?
Oh, man, it's beautiful, for
sure. You see a little bit of that pollution out there,
yeah,
but you still see the mountains.
Absolutely.
I was watching the weather report this morning, and they showed on December 1st that we were 57% of our snow. Now we're at 127% of our snow. They're getting lots up there.
Gotcha.
So it's doing very well.
Well, again, Affordable Interest Mortgage is our mortgage company, and the only one on HaystackHelp.com, SeniorResourceOfColorado.com, and telling you, we've been working together for many, many years, and it has just been a great, great deal, not only for us personally, Kurt, but for a lot of listeners and people in the station. I mean, everybody uses Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Well, it seems like, especially from KLC, it seems like we have been together a long time, for about 9 years now. It's quite a while. And you know, I got to say, I enjoy the company. I like watching your hair grow nice and gray, and, you know, a few wrinkles coming in. So it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, in all the years that I've been here, this is the greatest office I've ever been that you have. So, I can't complain.
Absolutely. Great view. Great view for sure. Well, tell us about our returning guest today.
Our returning guest today is Michelle Gwynn from Gwynn Property Team at RE/MAX Professional.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? It's nice to have you back.
Well, thank you.
Nice. You guys are...
we're in a master network group.
In a network group, right.
Yes, we are.
So you guys have already spent a couple hours this morning working over networking.
Well, we see each other every Tuesday, and we're in a great group. Everybody kind of helps everybody. I like Michelle's style about how she takes care of customers, and we've talked in the past. I said, well, I got to get her on my show because I think people on KLZ will like to hear that.
Absolutely. Well, before we get to Michelle, let's talk a little bit about the asset manager and what's new with it.
Well, the loan it seems like it just keeps growing in the amount of people that want to use it, because most people don't know about it. It wasn't not too long ago they decided they now offer that product on investment homes, and they also offer it on vacation homes. So if you have an Airbnb or a vacation home you want to turn into an Airbnb, you can do that. What they've done now, because of who the home appeals to, is they've offered it for what's called asset depletion. Meaning which, if you have assets in the bank, they will divide them out by 120 months, and they'll count that as income to qualify. So for some people that are retired that want to buy a vacation home, you know, they got $400,000 or $500,000 in the bank, they can qualify and buy it using just their money in the bank. Even though they're receiving it on a retirement plan, they can still use it for income to qualify for that home. So it's a great addition to the product.
When you're explaining it to people for the first time, what's the hardest thing for them to kind of digest with it? Because when we talk about the details of it, I mean, a lot of people say it just sounds too good to be true.
It's not supposed to work that way. And why haven't I heard about it before? Well, when you look at compound interest, you'll understand why the banks don't want anybody to hear about this loan, because this is simple interest, and you pay the bank less interest and own your home faster.
Right.
So, but that's the hardest thing most people have to get their mind around.
If you've got questions about it, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. Anything with mortgages we'll take, as well as real estate. And as Kurt mentioned, it's great to have Michelle Gwynn back with us. You can check out her website at gwynproperties.com. That's G-W-I-N properties.com. So there's a bazillion real estate agents, isn't there?
There's a ton of us.
So what do you think it is that sets you apart from other people that you meet? Because, I mean, you run into a lot of realtors, too. What do you think sets you apart?
Well, that's a great question, and it's a question I get a lot. And I'm always happy to answer it. You know, there's an investment that I make in my clients that I'm very, very passionate about, and a lot of it relates back to when I actually had my own experience in real estate many, many years ago before I actually got into real estate. And I didn't have a fantastic experience. A lot of that hinged around the fact that I was not, I guess in hindsight, I was not educated with the process. I knew I wanted a house. So I didn't ask a lot of questions. And I really wasn't offered a lot of information for questions I didn't know I had, if that makes any sense at all. And a few months after being in my own house for a while, I started to see some things come to fruition that I wasn't entirely happy with, or hindsight's 2020, right? I had some questions. I started to have some questions. Well, too little, too late at that point. And I really started to think, man, this process has got to be better for people. Like, we need to understand, we need to communicate. And it's an intimidating process, especially as a first-time home buyer, is what I found. So the individual investment in the client and their needs is something I take a lot of pride in, and I'm very passionate about in terms of, you know, education and relationship. I consider myself to be a relationship-based agent and not a transaction agent.
Mm-hmm.
I focus a lot more on quality of you know, for before we start shopping for houses and even beyond the closing table, that quality is a heck of a lot more important to me than quantity, really,
sure.
Number of clients I'm working with. And of course, that's always nice, but it's not, you know, the quality is what's important to me. And then a lot of things that I, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same, right?
Right.
So that's relevant to the way that products are marketed these days. Customer service, in my eyes, still absolutely needs to be there, and the means in which we communicate that are still very, very relevant. But the way that we do it these days is just a little bit different, and I think a lot of that is driven by social media and the ways that we put ourselves out there. And that's been an evolution process for me, I guess, in the sense that, you know, learning new tools and ways to communicate with people and really getting involved in those and doing some things sometimes that are uncomfortable for me. Great example of that is video. I'm doing more and more of that on social mm-hmm. media. But even aside from doing video on social media, integrating video into the ways that I communicate with my clients, because we all value our time, right?
Sure.
So having that face-to-face relationship, I think, is still very, very key in my relationships with my client. But it's not always possible. So that doing those videos or that extra face-to-face that I mm-hmm. can provide. So I like to use tools like that. Text messaging, I think a lot of us use that today, and I think that's great. But making sure that those text messages are full of valuable information and they're not overwhelming, I guess.
Right. And how do you go about, you know, when people first call you and probably they were referred to you, that's how they found you. But, I mean, how do you go about establishing, hey, you know, is this a good client for me? And meaning that, you know, does their personality fit with yours with theirs, and setting their expectation and all that? I mean, how do you go about, what are some questions that maybe you ask a new client to just see if it's a good fit for you?
I start with, I love to meet people face-to-face. That's not always possible, and it also highly is dependent on what they need, right, and really when they need it. But in an ideal situation, I like to meet with people face-to-face because I think there's a lot to be gained with not only the conversation, but just really surroundings and body language and so on and so forth. But I determine that, Scott, a lot by the questions that I not only ask, but it's more in the answers, and it's more in the conversation, and more in the value that I get from listening to really what they need. I'm trying to think of a great example of when it doesn't work out, because I think a lot of how I determine the path forward
mm-hmm.
is established. It's a case by case basis, but it's established in, you know, what I hear from them and their story.
Right.
Some folks have, I guess an example, some folks have history in real estate. They bought or sold a home before, maybe once, maybe five times. It just kind of depends. And then there's others that have no experience whatsoever. They have an eye on a prize, which is the house. I keep talking about buyers, but sellers are really kind of an entirely different conversation.
Because if someone comes with an unrealistic price for a house, like, you know, some in their neighborhood sold for this and they want to sell theirs for that, you know.
And it might not be up to speed.
Right.
Yeah.
Might not have the same amount of bedrooms or a finished basement, but they're still wanting to get that price.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I need to listen for that information, obviously, before I kind of address those concerns with people and address their desires. So I don't have a cookie cutter answer for you.
Right, no problem. Yeah.
But you know, a lot of how I communicate with them and when I communicate with them is really kind of established from that first conversation. And that first conversation I do like to have face to face.
Right.
I do like to have multiple face-to-face conversations, but you know, there's other ways of doing that as well. Like I mentioned before, video and emails and stuff like that.
Right. You brought up a point earlier.
Let's go to the caller real quick. We've got Stan on the line. Stan, you're on Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters with Michelle Gwynn. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing great, sir.
So I've been listening for a bit. I would like to give a little testimonial. My name is Stan. And I am a home inspector with Colorado Radius Home Inspections. And I have been working with Michelle for approximately 3 years. And I would like to say that she is very knowledgeable, honest, and easy to work with. And she's also a professional who cares about her clients' needs. In other words, when I do inspections, she wants to make sure that everything gets addressed, that sort of thing, and everybody understands all the issues. So I would like to say she's great.
Well, great. Well, we appreciate that, Stan.
So yeah, and that's a third party that you're dealing with. That's not a client, but he likes the way you work.
Absolutely, yeah. Stan is often, when my clients don't have a home inspector in mind, Stan is definitely on the short list. I really enjoy working with Stan as well. His thoroughness and competency in his field is next to none, and my clients really, really do enjoy him and his reports as well. So that relates back to, you know, kind of the tribe and the team, and mm-hmm. obviously that's how you and I met, Kurt.
Right.
The network of people and kind of going back to your first question, Scott, what differentiates me maybe from the next agent is having that team around and being able to provide these types of people like Stan to my clients should they need that. Maybe like a one-stop shop type deal, mm-hmm, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So Stan, while I've got you on the phone, and Michelle, I guess all you guys can clear this up. So the realtor picks the inspector or the homeowner picks the inspector?
Homeowner picks the inspector. Often what I find, especially with folks that are not dabbling in my world, so to speak, the real estate world all the time, they don't know really who to choose. So we can, as real estate agents, I like to be able to offer either recommendations or places to go. Like even your show here, Scott, mm-hmm, is a great resource for folks that are in need of people. Giving one to three, I always like to give three, honestly, recommendations of folks, and I try to steer my clients in the direction of, you know, pick somebody that's competent, pick somebody with great reviews, pick somebody whose personality matches yours, because I think that's huge as well, because the end game for me is always ensuring people are comfortable.
Right. So, Stan, what's the name of your company again?
It's Colorado Radius Home Inspections.
All right. What's your phone number in case anybody wants to call you?
That would be 720-985-1033. And I have about 15 years experience in residential and 20 years in commercial.
Okay. Well, great.
So that's a total of 35. So you're not 40 years old, right, Stan?
I look like it.
Hey, you'll fit right in with us. Yeah. Well, Stan, hey, man, we appreciate you hanging on there for a few minutes, and thanks for your testimonial. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stan.
Yeah, thank you also.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right. And again, if you're looking for a good home inspector, sounds like Stan's the man, 720-985-1033. We got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get into a little bit more things here with real estate with Michelle Gwynn. Again, our number is 303-477-5600. You got any kind of mortgage question, realtor questions, real estate questions, we'll take your calls. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
It's February, and that means at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, it's National Pet Dental Health Month. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Haystack Health Radio and Sportsman of Colorado. Does your pet have a clean smile? Just as for humans, dental health is important for our pets, and keeping their teeth clean and healthy both above and below the gum line is key. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is offering free oral screens in their lobby and the chance to win a fabulous dental gift basket for any dog or cat having a dental cleaning or other dental procedure through the month of February. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they've been helping pets have clean and healthy smiles for almost 20 years. Just give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, and find out how they can help your pet today. Oh, and be sure and sign up for their fantastic rewards program at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, we've trusted our pets to this great staff, and you can too. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
2019 is here, and rates are still in the low fours. Denver's housing market is continuing to increase in value, with over 35,000 more families moving in than out annually. The feds continue to raise short-term rates, like auto loans, credit cards, but many of our clients are paying off their credit cards before rates increase again. Others are doing much-needed home improvements, like new carpet, kitchens, finishing basements, etc. And then some are just putting money away for that rainy day. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Have you heard? There are loans specifically available for those self-employed or those without W-2s. You now have options. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Your locally owned and trusted mortgage broker since 2001, where we specialize in you, the customer. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, you got any mortgage needs whatsoever, give Kurt and his crew a call, 720-895-0500, and their website is aimortgage.net. Glad to have Michelle Gwynn back in studio with us, and Michelle is with Gwynn Properties team at RE/MAX Professional. Her number, 303-947-7743, 303-947-7743.
You were talking earlier, Michelle. You brought up a point about social networking and how people shop for homes. And my question, I think, is kind of simple. Why should someone choose an agent? Because it seems like there's so many ways you can go out. And I understand maybe the reason they want to look is to save money. But why is an agent more important than just trying to come in behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes in the
sense. Using social networking and finding these people that just charge flat fees.
Okay.
And the difference between some of them and what you do.
Well, I love this question. And I heard a fantastic analogy, which might be a little bit extreme, but it's a great analogy a couple of months ago. So, and the analogy is, if you're in need of a surgical procedure, I don't know, let's use something real extreme like heart surgery or something, you're going to want a qualified surgeon to do that, right? And not just any surgeon. You're probably going to get either...
We prefer to get the best.
You prefer to get the best. You're going to get a recommendation for one that has a fantastic track record or has, successfully operated on a loved one or whatnot. So I think reputation is huge. I think quality is huge. I think professionalism is huge. And, understanding what sacrifices you're making when using like a one rate company or
for sale by owner. So people try to sell their house on their own.
For sale by owner, that there's a lot that goes into real estate that I think just the average perception is, I guess, mm-hmm. It's been glorified on HGTV and those sorts of things. And I'm guilty. I love watching that show even today. Trust me. It's on all the time, but it's not rocket science here by any stretch of the imagination, but there is
a lot of work.
There's a lot that goes into real estate, and a lot of it is really outside of putting somebody in your car and showing them homes or gathering papers for a closing. There's a lot of detail that goes into it, and there's a lot of negotiation that goes into it.
There's also a lot of regulation.
There's a ton of regulation.
You got so much. Yes. You got schooling every year that you have to go back.
Yeah.
And they just changed the purchase contract.
In a big kind of way. A couple of paragraphs. They changed it in a big kind of way this last year. Yeah.
And all those things come into play to where if you've got somebody that doesn't know that they're just running it through the system, mm-hmm. it can actually hurt.
Yeah.
How do you find an inspector?
Right.
How do you make sure you find the right lender? Is this the house? Are they really disclosing everything about the house that they're supposed to?
Yeah, and going back to the social media aspect of for sale by owner, just using a tool like an agent such as myself is, the ability to market that home across many, many platforms and get additional professional eyes like myself on your listing is huge because a lot of how we buy and sell widgets and services these days is really word of mouth, right? And social media has been huge for that. Mm-hmm. So... that's just a small part of the services that we provide. I treat every listing, whether it's a $50,000 listing or a $5 million listing, the exact same way in terms of marketing and promotion. And I think that's a huge value add as well.
What areas do you service?
I work all over the Denver metro area, but I also work in Colorado Springs and really all parts in between. And I think that's there's a couple of myths in real estate that I find with a lot of folks, and that, yes, I am a Colorado real estate agent, but what a lot of folks don't know is that each of the major cities inside the state of Colorado have their own MLS service system, and we as agents have to become affiliated with the boards in those local areas mm-hmm. in order to... We can certainly sell in any area, but in order to have access to that individual MLS system, we have to become part of their board area. And I think that's hugely important for sellers for a couple of reasons. For people like myself, and there's other agents out there that have multiple boards that they belong to, but promoting listings, that can be huge. So I'll give you a great example. I listed a property a couple of years ago down in Colorado Springs, and it was a beautiful luxury listing. And because I had access to Denver MLS as well, I actually cross-marketed that property on both MLSs. And it ended up selling to some Denver buyers.
That would have never known about it.
They probably would have never known about it had I not done that. And really On the flip side, it's really great for buyers as well. And the reason I found it so great for buyers, for me to have access to both Denver and Colorado Springs market, is the prices in Denver have really, they've changed quite a bit, haven't they, in the last 4 or 5 years?
Right.
And Colorado Springs is certainly growing, and it's starting to see a lot of the changes that Denver has in the last 4 or 5 years. But a lot of folks find that to be a pretty appealing place to start looking for homes, particularly if they like to, I shouldn't say like to, but if they have the ability to work remotely or don't mind some traffic, although I-25 is getting awful with that construction right now. But there's other ways of getting, you know, to and from.
On I-25 from Lincoln to Lincoln isn't any different than from Lincoln down to Monument.
Yeah.
It's always busy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But I've actually, you know, I'm a Denver native. I've born and raised in Denver. I actually spent a handful of years in the late 90s and early 2000s living in Colorado Springs as well. So, and though Colorado Springs is much bigger than it was in the early 2000s, I'm still fairly familiar with that area. So I think that provides some ease and comfort for a lot of folks too, because I'm...
Right. And Kurt always talks about this too. You know, when people call you and maybe they're looking to buy a house, you always want to make sure that they are ready to go with their financing.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, why waste their time or yours showing them something that they can't get approved for or, you know, qualify?
Yeah. So there's nothing, like I feel it too, there's nothing more disappointing than taking folks into a house and they get so excited because we talk about, this is where we're going to put our bed, and this is, you know, I could see my kids playing in the backyard, or, oh man, I could work in my car in the driveway or whatever. And we go to make an offer and the offer is not accepted because the next showing that came in right after us put an offer in too, and they're 100% qualified, because that definitely gives you leverage when sellers are looking at multiple offer situations.
Markets changed a little bit. It's not so much a seller's market. There are bidding wars, but not on as many homes.
Not as many, not the last few months, yeah.
The homes that are being, from what I'm seeing, and tell me if I'm wrong, the ones that are selling quicker are some in the right area and the ones with the upgrades.
If there's priced right, marketed correctly, upgraded nicely, and they show and they do. They're still getting multiple offers.
Yeah, those will.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's where the expert advice comes in too, from a really great real estate agent.
Because there's some things you may not want to put money into to get it ready to show, but there's other things, carpet, paint,
different
things like that.
Paint is hands down the best way to improve the value of a home at the least amount of money.
Oh, relatively inexpensive. It's, yeah, absolutely.
It truthfully is.
Because you walk into a house and if the carpet's horrible, I mean, that just turns you off of the whole house.
Yeah, because the first thing, like my wife would look at and say, well, okay, here's $10,000. We got to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all got to go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you start deducting numbers off the price of the home.
Michelle's number is 303-947-7743. She is offering a no-obligation certified market analysis of your current home. So if you're interested in maybe just seeing where you're at. And when we come back from the break, let's kind of talk about, you know, when's the time to get a realtor involved, you know, and, you know, the timing of things, when to get Kurt involved, you know, with financing and all that kind of thing. So, because I think sometimes people wait till they're really ready, and then there's a few hoops to jump through where if they met you guys a little earlier, it might be an easier process. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to a special edition of Haystack Help Radio. Your money matters. We'll be right back.
You've been told nothing can be done for your peripheral neuropathy. Don't give up hope. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to ask about electronic signaling. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center can't help everyone, but thanks to an advanced technology called electronic signaling, Dr. Anderson has seen great results for seniors who'd been told there was no hope for them. That's what Dr. Anderson loves most about his job, seeing the hope return to patients who had been suffering with burning, tingling, and numbness. It's worth a phone call. Schedule a $27 consultation with Dr. Anderson, including a neuropathy-specific exam, this week. He will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help where other treatments have failed. Don't lose heart. Call now, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694.
You were just walking into that store when you were in a slip and fall accident as a result of the store owner's negligence. Flesh and Beck know what to do. First, make a report of the incident with the store owner. It's important to have an official document of all the important details. Second, make a note of all of your injuries so you can report them to your doctor as soon as you can. Third, take pictures of the conditions and location of the accident. And remember, it's your job to take care of yourself. Don't waste time arguing about who's at fault. Then, call Flesh and Beck.
Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
Why are seniors considering a reverse mortgage other than no mortgage payments? Hi, Steve Hurley here with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. Other than no mortgage payments, another reason may be the access to equity that they did not previously have. Taking in monthly payments for life or a specified period of time, or simply having a line of credit available. Take aim at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley, NMLS number 243200. Regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
David R. Cishon is a certified estate planner, regional vice president of Householder Group, and a registered representative with LPL Financial. As a 40-year veteran of the financial services industry, David Cishon knows that building a secure financial plan begins with comprehensive strategies in estate planning, income distribution, tax and investment planning, and risk management. Cishon Financial is a family business, and they treat their clients like family. Cishon Financial holds to the highest fiduciary standards, representing their clients' interest above all else. Call now for your free consultation, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Special Edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Michelle Gwynn is our guest. She is with Gwynn Properties team at RE/MAX Professional. Her website is Gwynn, G-W-I-N, properties.com. And once again, she's offering a no-obligation certified market analysis of your current home. And so if you maybe would just like to meet with her and just kind of maybe, again, your timing, and we're going to talk about that right now, but maybe you're thinking, hey, it may be 6 months or even a year before you want to do something. Go ahead and make that relationship now and with Kurt as well. So let's talk about that, Kurt. So who do they see first, you or her?
Well, I think they can. Most people, what they'll do is they'll go online and they'll look and start getting ideas of an area or a price range or what that price range brings. But actually, before they go out, and I'll let Michelle answer the backside of this. Nobody's even going to look at your offer if you haven't been approved, if you haven't talked to a mortgage lender. That's completely changed mm-hmm. because of regulations. And with the home selling still as fast as they are, the seller doesn't want to let it sit there for 30 days on what I call an if-come-maybe-wish-will-close. They want to know it's closing, so they want it pre-approved before they ever take the offer.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you, if you're thinking about moving in 30 days, you need to get on it now. If you're thinking about 60 days, you got a week. But our approvals are good for 90 to 120 days. And it costs you nothing. If you want the approval and want to use it, there it is. If at the end of 120 days you want to start again or say no, it's okay. Hmm. But at least you have that approval.
Right.
I think the only other thing that I would add to what Kurt said, and I agree with him 110%, is frequently I'll get people that think they want to buy a house but don't know that they can, or even if they could. So that your question, Scott, is very relevant in that situation as well. You know, at what point do they get the lender involved or the real estate agent? And I think the answer in that situation is really kind of in tandem, mm-hmm. right? The lender is integral to that conversation because they can begin looking at finances and give you a really good picture of where you're at today financially. And then the client can decide if that coincides with where they want to be, right? I can help with those conversations in terms of real estate to really just get the ball rolling, but I can help for the planning of that as well. So, you know, perhaps after they speak with their lender, or, you know, Kurt, obviously, and, you know, whoever they choose, but it could be that they're ready in 2 weeks or 30 days or whatever. Mm-hmm. It could be that they get an approval or maybe they've got to work on a couple of things before they get an approval. You know, that situation comes up a couple times.
We do that all the time,
yeah.
Also.
But then the answer after doing that investigation is I'll be ready in 6 months or I'll be in a better position in a year.
Right.
And so that relationship from my perspective is really kind of just ongoing until.
And see, I don't think either one of us would disagree. If you think you're wasting our time, you're not.
Absolutely not.
Before you make a decision to say, yes, I do or no, I don't, mm-hmm. you need to find out what fits for you.
Sure.
And I know you can come in. I'll go through the process. If it doesn't work, it's okay. At least you found out before. You go to Michelle, you feel the same way.
Right.
My time's okay. Because if it's not now, maybe it'll be 6 months. Maybe it'll be a year. Because I have people from a year ago that are back in the market looking for a home.
Mm-hmm.
But I helped them a year ago.
Yep.
So we don't mind.
No, don't mind at all. And it all goes back to one of my original statements was making sure that people are comfortable, making sure that they understand where they're at. Because there's nothing worse than buyer's remorse for anything,
sure.
especially a house. That's the largest purchase you'll probably make in your entire life.
There's a lot of moving parts in the process from my end and from her end, and you need to be able to take the time to walk through it and understand it, absorb it in, especially if you've never bought.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, like I've said, I've got people that are looking, and they're approved. I've run them through the underwriters, but they're not finding homes. What are you seeing with people that are out or looking? And they're just not saying, oh, there's homes, because there's homes out there now.
Sure.
But they're not pulling the trigger on them. What's the biggest thing you see?
Well, there's things I see in the industry, but then there's things I see with the individuals as well. And I think it's always a conversation of understanding what the expectations are, right? What's a great example right now that I can think of? You know, I've got a couple of folks that I've begun to talk to over the last couple of months. And, you know, we're doing a lot of investigative work with the lenders right now to see where they're at. And I think that picture is becoming more and more clear for those folks. And while that's been going on, I've been sending them homes, available homes. And as I understand from their lenders what that number, what their shopping number mm-hmm. or their budget is a little bit better, we tweak the list and we get them better homes sent to them every day. And I have been finding lately that some of the buyers are a little disappointed with what they're seeing on the market. That could be for two reasons right now. And a common reason is there's just not a ton on the market at some competitive price points that actually stay on the market long enough to digest what they're looking at, quite honestly. They're 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, they're on and then they're off.
And that's the
right?
the 300 low to mid.
300 to 400, yeah. They're still very competitive,
yep.
And it depends on the area, but man, those fly off the market, right?
Yep.
So there's that in play, but then there's also the, you know, expectation of what you want in a home. So I always talk to people and I say, what's your top five things you must have in a home? Okay. And I follow that up with, if I can get three of these things on this list, I feel like we're doing really, really good. And it's hard, especially when you're spending the amount of money you are on a house, whether it be $300,000 or $3 million, it's hard to know that you're giving up two of those items on your list. So it just takes time. It just takes time. I've got some folks over the last 5 years that have said, you know what, I'm gonna hang tight and rent some more until I find that one house that comes on the market. That's okay. However, understanding that the cost of living and home prices has been increasing in such the manner that it has over the last 4 or 5 years, that house may still be out of reach, even though you've gotten a raise or another great job, mm-hmm. or, you know, your financial situation has changed somehow. So is the housing market. It's also changing. So it's almost like the old saying, you know, keeping up with the Joneses. Can you really do it? And sometimes that answer is yes. So I don't want to downplay that. But in many times, you know, just jumping into the market, starting to establish your own equity and not paying someone else's rent is the first step. And even if you have to sacrifice two of the five things that you must have in a home in order to do that, you've then begun to build that equity in that home, right?
Yeah. One of the things when I have people that will mention it to me, and it might be their first home or their second home, over 80% of the people are not in their home after 4 years. Either first-time buyers or people that are buying their second home.
Hmm.
So that house that they're trying to make perfect,
yeah.
they're not going to be in that long anyhow.
Yeah.
What that does is gives them, after you've owned a home, it's like driving a certain car. After you've driven it, say, well, I don't want to drive this. I got to have this in my next car. You'll say, I want the house to be a little bit different.
Sure.
This isn't what I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Or I don't like the area. Mm-hmm. And you start to say, okay, now I can start fine-tuning this and get more. And that's by the time you get older, you get that final home. This is the one that works.
Sure.
And normally you sacrifice on that one too, but you don't care because it's right where you want it to be.
Mm. Well, and I've seen clients do that, but I have personal experience doing this myself too. I remember buying my first house and I said, I wouldn't buy this house to save my life except for it checks a couple of boxes off and the time's right and it makes a little bit of sense, so I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I did because it afforded me the opportunity to buy house number two. And then house number two afforded me the opportunity to buy house number three. I'm on my, fifth or sixth house now, and I'm in love with it. But it's the first time I can tell you I absolutely love my home. And it's taken me 15 years to get there.
The house that I bought in 1991, I still own. It is now my final house. Okay. I did not want to buy the house the day I bought it. I wanted to buy the house next door. It had the floor plan, had everything I want.
Right.
That house was $5,000 more. I couldn't afford it. I had to buy this one.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed in this house. We moved to Reno, came back. I hated the house. I wanted to sell the house. My wife said, go ahead. You can move. I'm staying. She would not leave the house. We finally redesigned the house, remodeled it. This is the house her and I are going to stay in. I bought many other homes.
Sure.
But it wasn't the house I wanted. I didn't like anything about it, but I needed a home.
Well, and that equity afforded you the opportunity to
It did wonderful things
remodel,
for me throughout.
Right?
Yes. It let me do all kinds of things. Yes.
Yeah.
So that comes back to your point. It wasn't the perfect home, but mm-hmm. it got me started to where I was able to build and do a whole lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree
with
you.
It opens a lot of doors.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Saves
really
a lot of tax money.
Talk about the importance, you know, and this word's been around for several years now, but it's just hugely important when you're getting a house ready to sell, and that's staging.
Oh, yes.
So is that part of your
it is.
Services as well?
It is.
You help people stage?
Yep. Now, I'll be the first to probably argue, and I'm not sure how popular this is going to make me. I don't think that every house needs to be staged. I think a lot of us have really cool stuff in our houses today that can be used, rearranged, and staged, you know. I think a lot of people, when they hear the word staged, they're like, oh, some company's going to come in, and they're going to redo everything, and it's going to look
right.
great. That's appropriate sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and I absolutely do offer that service to answer your question. But I think I find a lot of homes that I go into, either I'm really blessed to have some pretty awesome clients that have really great taste in housing, but I think, you know, well, it's a case-by-case basis, but I've got great stagers that I use. But I've got a really good example. I think putting furniture in and staging items in a vacant property is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a really great example of a recent property, actually. It's a listing that I have right now. And my client and I listed the home back this summer at a price. And it was listed for 3 months. And we had okay showings. And then the listing expired. Our real estate agent's worst nightmare, the listing expired. My client, who's a rock star, said, Michelle, we're going to relist the house. We're going to give it some time. You know, so we talked about timing and decided, we actually decided to list the property 2 weeks before Christmas, but this time we were going to do it way different. And I brought a staging consultant in and I put staging in it. We listed it for the exact same price and we averaged one showing per day. And we just now got it under contract. Not only did we get it under contract, we got it under contract with competition. So staging in that particular case made all the difference in the world, especially just by driving the traffic in there, honestly. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want to do. That's the perfect scenario for a listing agent. You're marketing it to other buyers' agents to come in and bring those buyers. You're marketing it online, because let's be honest.
That's right.
98% of all home buyers look online before they ever even pick up the phone to either find an agent or call their own agent for a showing.
Now, Scott, if you were to move, they have to stage your home.
Yeah.
You have way too many your trophies on the
taxidermy,
wall.
Taxidermy.
They have to come off.
Yeah, I think Victoria said around 41 mounts in our home. So got to definitely do some drywall patching for sure. Well, again, if you've got any questions for Michelle, our lines are open, 303-477-5600, or for Kurt here with Affordable Interest Mortgage. When we come back, we're going to visit a little bit more with Michelle Gwynn from Gwynn Properties. That's G-W-I-N Properties team at RE/MAX Professional. Her website is gwynproperties.com. And once again, if you're just joining us, she's offering a no-obligation certified market analysis for your current home. And again, we talked about timing here, but maybe you're looking down the road a little bit and, hey, if you're thinking about listing your house in 6 months, hey, let Michelle know now. She may know somebody right now that's looking exactly for that area or for a house like that, so let her know. You're listening to Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600, or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
And we are back. You're listening to a special edition of Haystack Help Radio. Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, you've got any mortgage needs, reverse mortgage, refinancing, just first-time home buyer, whatever. Veterans out there, Kurt, you can help them as well.
Oh, without a doubt. So, I love veterans. I have three brothers that were in the military, and so was I. So I love veterans.
720-895-0500. So there's a buyer's agent and a listing agent. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
You do both.
I do both.
What do you advise customers, let's say, that are on the seller side? What advice do you give them, besides staging, that can help them sell their house for top dollar?
Well, I think one of the reasons I'm such a strong listing agent is I work with a lot of buyers. So it's always fascinating to me still, and I love it. And in fact, I love it even more every year I do it. But fascinating to me to just listen to buyers as they walk through homes and understand what they're loving about houses and what they're not loving about houses. And then taking that over to my sellers as we're listing their home, bringing all that knowledge and experience that I have from those buyers and marketing their home so that it appeals to all the buyers that I have, because I guarantee you, the things I'm hearing from my buyers, every other real estate agent is hearing from their buyers
the
as
same,
well.
Yeah.
So I think that makes it huge. Aside from the, you know, a buyer's like and dislike when they're looking at a property, I'm also, because I work with buyers, very strong in understanding the negotiation of a buyer, which helps me position a seller. Not just in the marketing, but also through the negotiations. A great example might be through a home inspection.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even pre-listing, right? Walking through the house and saying, you know what, guys? Buyers are going to be really concerned about the fact that, I don't know, let's say you don't have sod in the backyard, right? Because there's a lot of buyers at this price point that, you know, I see a lot of buyers that have children, or I see a lot of buyers that have dogs. Certainly, we're going to get some buyers that aren't either of those, but, you know, so it's almost like risk mitigation, honestly. So I think that's powerful.
Now, what do you work for on the buyer's side?
On the buyer's side?
When they're going in, what do you try to help them with, trying to think of the seller when they're making their offer?
I do the same thing for them in reverse, but I think even above and beyond, just trying to mitigate the risk and thinking like a seller as I'm working with buyers is the simple, kind of going back to question number one when we started this segment is, you know, my passion for buyers and really digging down deep and reliving some of, and not in a negative way, but reliving some of the emotion that I had when I bought my first home and it didn't go well. It's a constant reminder to, even though I do real estate every day and I can almost recite this in my sleep and, you know, the process and the contract and so on and so forth, I remind myself that the people that I'm working with, my buyers that day, can't and won't and don't.
Right.
So I've got to be their eyes, their ears, their voice, and at the end of the day, their advocate throughout the process. So it keeps me conscious. It keeps me aware. And it keeps me present in the situation, so I can provide those services to them.
Now, you have a house.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think, at 4691 South Decatur. That's one of your listings.
I do, yeah.
Tell the listeners why that's such a great buy.
It's a great buy. It's a condo.
Yes.
It's a great buy. It's on the first floor, which a lot of people eat. It's 50-50. They love it or they don't love it, right?
But it's convenient. Depends on your age.
It's, well, right, right. Convenient, for sure.
Yes. Yep.
It's got a huge patio on it, which I think is cool. So I know
what city is it? Where's it located?
It's in Englewood.
Englewood.
It's in Englewood. It's near Bellevue and Union. It's almost pretty close to downtown Littleton, honestly, but it's Englewood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's super cute. It's been completely updated. On the interior of the property, nice modern colors. I would describe it as, you know, the grays and stuff that people tend to be attracted to. It's 2-bedroom, 1-bath. It's cozy. It's definitely very cozy.
It's quaint.
It is quaint.
Yeah.
Yes. All the words that we use in real estate to describe our properties and descriptions, yes.
So, Kurt, when you look at that against the rental market and things, what could somebody, and I don't know if you know the price on that
offer. I have no idea what the price is.
How
much is it?
Oh, it's, $224,900.
Okay.
$1,200 a month.
Wow.
$1,200 a month, depending on the HOA.
Yeah.
HOA. So that's one of my most favorite things about this listing is the HOA is extremely competitive, and not only is it competitive on a monthly price basis, it's comprehensive too.
Right.
It's less than $200 a month on the HOA.
See, that's rare. I've seen them at $450.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. So it's reserved parking space. There's no garage or carport, but it's got reserved parking. So.
Yeah. See, that's a two bedroom, one bath, $1,200-$1,300.
It's adjacent.
You could own it. Now, you're going to rent it. It's probably going to cost you $14,000 to $16,000.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
And you'll put the same money down.
Sure.
Yep.
First in security, that's all you need to buy it.
Wow.
It's adjacent from a park, too, which is,
yeah.
Hmm.
You know, outdoor space, I guess, for if you live in a condo, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's a great area. I mean, I used to work in Inglewood, and there's so many things in downtown Littleton. There's so much. The light rails are simple. The shopping is great. It's easy to get to so many different places.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are all of your listings currently on your website?
They are.
Right now? Okay.
Yep.
So check out our website. It is gwynproperties.com, GWINproperties.com. And once again, she's with Gwyn Properties team at RE/MAX Professional. Michelle's number, 303-947-7743. Wow. Hours behind us.
Just kind of runs right on by.
Exactly.
Now, you are giving away the no obligation certified market announcement.
Yep.
Right?
Happy to sit with
somebody
folks
wants
and take
to
a look.
Find out what they think their house will go for.
Yep.
Not a problem.
Always.
Give her a call. 303-947-7743. Michelle, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you
Michelle.
For having me.
Kurt, thank you. And most of all, thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and our special edition here of Your Money Matters. Give Kurt a call if you've got any mortgage needs, 720-895-0500. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.